Right now, it's time to bring in Jim Lynch. It's time for Cover Your Assets. Jim is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, and politics. He brings well over 40 years of experience to those subjects and more. And we say good morning to Mr. Lynch this morning. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Marshall. Good morning, everybody.
So, you know, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Giants have a new coach, a new offensive coordinator, a new defensive coordinator, a new captain, a new attitude, same results. Sometimes change takes time.
Yes, indeed. It does take time.
Oh, well.
But boy, it's very hurtful in the process.
It certainly is.
Anyhow, I don't know. Tom Brady was first day out there, and I thought he was going to have a sensational game when he did that play, which he called to take it in from the wooden yard line by himself. And he was rusty. He's got to get used to his team.
Well, he also has to get used to his team, because when you play for the New England Patriots, they're always the lowest penalized team, and they make the fewest errors, like offsides and things like that. And Tom Brady is now seeing the big difference between playing for the Patriots and Tampa Bay.
no question about it. Yeah. But just in fairness to him, he's not really one of my favorites.
No,
just so you know that.
Well, he's
as wonderful as he is, he is wonderful.
He has to be one of our favorites, Jim, because the Giants beat him twice. in the big game.
Won't let this one go.
In the big game.
Okay. I'm going to rest. The defense rests. You're on. You did it. You beat him. He succumbed to you. He succumbed to the mighty body blows of Marshall Miles.
18-1. Just remember that. 18-1. And one.
All right. All right. What's going on in Venus now?
Well, you know... nothing surprises me anymore. There's some sort of bacterial life in the atmosphere in Venus. So there you go.
Well, I think somebody's trying to give American citizens hope that they'll have a place to go if Trump wins. But we shall see. You know, forward positive thinking. Well, let's get... how can you not be serious? So why should I say let's get serious? It goes something like this, folks. I mean it sincerely. You know, I'm a human being. I tend to be liberal in nature and maybe as silly as most. But here it goes. I just want to say to people who are possibly thinking of voting for Trump that it's very, very important that you at least appreciate and understand and take notice of and acknowledge that you would be putting in office by your vote is somebody who basically has lied to the American people about the pandemic, about what he's doing to solve it, and has basically created environments where people will die because he sets up these, whatever he calls these meetings now, where they come in without masks and they all are about shoulder to shoulder. And this is against common sense, because what helped in New York and helped elsewhere and helped definitely throughout the world was people being disciplined and wearing masks and maintaining distances. So as a judge said in, I think, Nevada, Trump, by doing that meeting in Henderson, Nevada, encouraging people, no masks, no social distance, he is possibly committing negligent murder. That's what the judge said, okay? I would just leave it alone and say murder. But if you're going to put someone like that in office, then before you make your vote, you might want to say, well, if he does get in and he does continue to do what he's doing, and frankly, he'll be doing what he's doing and then worse, in my opinion, then you're going to have to deal with that however long he lives in that office. So this is beyond the politics, beyond the tax cut you may or may not get. The depression that could come up because of his irrational policies economically and internationally. And so if you want to live through that, if you want to take the risk of living through that, and you'll want to vote for Trump, please vote for Trump. This is a free country. Vote for whoever you want. But I just want to say, as a concerned citizen, for my own well-being and my own people's family, maintaining their vitality in this terrible circumstance, that you really think your vote, because those people who voted for him in 16, many of them, many of them have recanted, and it's not just they're recanting. It's they feel conned, they feel abused, and they're one of the millions in this country who are very frightened of what this man is doing, which is basically on hinging our democratic society. This whole plan that Mitch McConnell had with Trump, getting those judges in there that will favor the Republicans, you know, that's all the signs of authoritarianism. These men and women, most of them are not qualified for these jobs, but they're qualified to be yes men. So that's the end of that. I just pointed out to you from that perspective. And going on the other side, Biden is a sane person. And frankly, if you needed to cut to the chase and say, okay, give me my options, sane Biden or insane, narcissistic, degenerate Trump, I would presume you'd go with the same guy, sane guy. But maybe you don't want to do that. Maybe you want more excitement in your life.
It's, you know, you look at elections, and President Obama was the last person to say it when he left office, but it's been said before, elections have consequences. And parties, when they look at who they nominate and who they run, has consequences. What you have to remember is that in this country, especially nowadays, the great divide is 35% to 37% solid that will support Donald Trump with no matter what he does. They are in his corner. There is another, roughly 50% that are not in his corner. But what you have to do when you look at elections as a party is look to turn out your voters. And you look last election, Hillary Clinton won the election by over 3 million votes. I don't care, because California was counted last. I don't care. They say she still won by 3 million votes, but she lost in the Electoral College. And the reason she lost in the Electoral College is Donald Trump turned out more of his hardcore supporters, and the Democrats did not turn out as many hardcore Democratic supporters with Hillary Clinton running. And what people have to look back to understand in elections is, let's just say Joe Biden ran 4 years ago, okay? It is extremely rare in this country where a party has two terms in office, and then the person that was vice president runs for basically a third term in office. It is so rare in this country where that's successful. It's not successful. Hillary Clinton was tied to her own husband and the dislike for him. Plus, there was, you know, there's a lot of negative baggage there that goes nowadays because of social media. And so, you know, when we talk about elections and we talk about people voting, that's the whole thing. People will realize that elections have consequences, and no matter who it is you vote for, nothing's going to change if the people that only vote 10 or 20% of the time don't show up at the poll at least 60 or 70% of the time. We're so proud in our fact when we get to around 50% of the American population that votes. It's terrible. 75% to 80% of our population should vote. And I don't care who they vote for, but 75 to 80% of our population should be adequately informed enough and intelligent enough to go and vote at the polls, no matter who it is they want to vote for. That is a problem that has developed in this country, where there's a lot of people that do a lot of blabbing on Facebook and on Twitter and social media and TikTok and all that. But when push comes to shove, do they get their rear end out and do they vote? No. And that's a problem that has to be solved. And it, both major parties don't appear to be able to solve that problem.
Well, I'm right with you. In fact, over the last several weeks, I'm on Twitter with a lot of things, comments on other people's comments, and I have my own opinions, obviously politically. But I'm really trying to get a little bit more of a person who is stepping up and rooting for people to do what's in their best interest. And so I not only end some of my chatting, which is false, with vote, but I'm really beginning to say to people, please have gratitude for what you have in this country, but more importantly, talk it up. Talk to your friends. Let them know how you feel that you will get Social Security. Let your friends know that you're fearful that Trump will take away Social Security, which his actions are leaning towards. Talk to your friends. Well, I'm very comfortable with the current health care I have. And by the way, I'm very uncomfortable with the government doing away with it. Talk to your friends about, you know, I'm very fearful that we're going to get into another Michigan situation water-wise. And I'm really frightened now that the Environmental Protection Agency of the federal government has been diminished as regulations that were created over the last 50 years to preserve the health of people and the health of the economy and the farming district. They've been uprooted by the Trump administration. I really want what I had before Trump ever showed up. You should talk that up. We've got to be concerned. We've got to be honest. We've got to, you know, I admire Rob Reiner. He doesn't need to be on Facebook, Twitter, but he's there and he's vehement. And, you know, he came up. His old man was a big success, but he made a big success. And he's taking that to the well in terms of democracy, as many people are taking it to the well as far as democracy is concerned. I'm certain it hairs off the deplorables when LeBron James comes out and does what he says and does it with his money. But so be it. This is a free country. But again, I just want to quickly mention something that I've been Marshall, he is always talking on this show. Anyhow, there is a piece on Harry Truman and socialism. Harry Truman, a great president who had the guts to put an end to the World War by making that very difficult decision of bombing with an atom bomb Japan. 1952, he made a speech, and the speech is about socialism. And in that speech, you can get it, just go on your Google. He talks about all the things that socialism did with FDR and the Social Security and the WPA and the clean air and the aid to farmers. On and on it goes. That's what socialism did. And back to the young man's point, we have a very uneducated, uninterested group within our society, but it's a pretty strong group that doesn't know what things are all about. They don't know our history, be it slavery or the Civil War. They don't know our history, be it the Second World War. They don't know our history, be it the New Deal that did so much for people throughout the country. You realize we wouldn't have the great farming system we have if the federal government hadn't come in and subsidized it during and after the war. That socialism, this socialism I'm talking about is for the people, P-E-O-P-L-E, the people, not the privilege, P-R-I-V-I-L-E-G-E. The privilege take the cream off the top of what they can get from the government, and they leave the dreck to the rest of society. So talk it up. You got freedom here. You got a government that works for you. If your kids aren't awake, wake them up. Have them do a little studying on these other countries, Russia, Turkey, China, Chile, and on it goes.
It's you know, hard to believe we're about 50 days away from the presidential election, which has been basically going on since Inauguration Day 4.5 years ago. But nothing has really changed. I saw this. There's an ad, and I don't know who put it up, but it's a great ad. And it's a boat, a rowboat in the middle of the ocean. And there's a donkey with oars on one side, and there's a elephant with oars on the other side. And for the first 10 seconds of this video, the donkey is you know, rowing the boat in his direction. Then he stops, and then the elephant rows the boat in his direction. So they do this for about 10, 15 seconds. They both look at one another and say, "Boy, this is really tiring. Why don't we row together?" And you say, "That sounds like a great idea." And then they start rowing, and they're rowing together, but once again, they're rowing in the opposite directions. Now, the great thing about that is it shows exactly, you know, over the years, the Senate and the Congress and has operated as an individual independent branch of the presidency, just like the Department the Supreme Court and the Justice Department. They're all separate. But what has happened, and it's slowly eroded over both Democrat and Republican presidents, it's slowly eroded where presidents did more things to gain a little more power. And now you have what you have in our government, and you can comment if you want on this, Jim, is that we have Republicans and Democrats in the House and the Senate, where 99.9% of them, doesn't matter what the other side does, will stay with their side. So nothing ever gets done. You couldn't have two more divergent opinions on policies than Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill. Ronald Reagan was the president, and Tip O'Neill basically ran the House, okay? And yet they managed to compromise and come up with things during the 8 years of Reagan presidency. Bill Clinton did the same thing in his 8 years, even though he was just the real hatred for presidents started in his section. And even George Bush, not so much, but still towards the end of the Bush presidency, things started to unwind. And when Obama was president, Republicans did not want to work with him. It had come full cycle. And now with Donald Trump in office, he takes advantage of that as a president. And he now basically has under his wing right now the Senate. He has the Department of Justice with a very, very, very improperly running by Bill Barr. And those are two powerful things to have on your side when you're the president. And what elections matter is the midterm elections really prove that elections do matter, because the Democrats got control of the House, so the president couldn't do what he wants all the time. And my big ramble is exactly that, that if ever it shows that elections can make a difference in what happens, just look at your midterms. So don't just sit out there and post on Facebook and Twitter. Don't just sit out there and sit at home and rant with your fingers. Get out there and vote. Get out there and work for the candidate you like. I don't care who it is, who you get involved. Find out what the issues are. Support your candidate. Support your candidate to the tune where not only you vote, but you get other people to go out and vote. That's the only way true democracy works, and when a majority of Americans go to the polls. I mean, when 50% of the Americans go to the polls, and the race basically comes down to almost a 50-50 split, the party that gets into office really is elected to president with only about 18% of the population voting for them. It's ridiculous. It works. It's kind of like a big sale. You know, a big sale works only if everybody participates. Elections work right properly only if everybody participates.
Amen. Well said. I'm very hopeful that as you ended there, people participate. We do find that the Democrats who didn't vote for anybody in 16, they'll be back to the fold. We do find that the people who are filing to vote by mail, it's surging. Many more Democrats are doing that. So, but it's just a little trend. Before we end, I just want to answer Marshall. One thing with our political problem, as Marshall, Jill, and I have discussed over the last several years, money has become predominant in politics. It always was there. But with the passage of Citizens United and things that matter, that nature, we've got to do away with that somehow. It's not a party of the people. It's a party of the almighty dollar, so to speak.
And
we've got to get rid of that.
What really hits home with that, in Connecticut, if you want to run to be a representative to the State House, okay, like the representative
right.
to run for Litchfield, to run for our area, to serve in the State House, the job pays $28,000 a year, okay? $28,000 a year. It costs about $40,000 to run for it.
Right.
Something's gone wrong. Something's gone wrong.
You said it beautifully. And I think it's very important to stay at that level and those numbers. It's a big gap, but it's little money, and it's a small office versus the other office. We have to multiply that by these other people who make 150, 175 in the house or whatever, and they are spending millions of dollars of other people's money, tax and so forth, and what happens? They are bought and sold on the day they're elected. One last thing, I love your comments on Tiff and Reagan and so forth, but I want to try and incentivize people to remember 2000. Al Gore didn't fight. If Al Gore had been the president, we would have been on our way to solving climate change, which is destroying our West Coast right now. We would have not spent 18 years in Afghanistan basically throwing money away that could have been used on education, on science, on health. So your vote is so important. Step up to the plate. You want a good long-term country, vote. And vote not just for yourself, but for your kids and your grandkids and your grandmother.
All right.
This is it, baby. This is it.
All right, Jim. We will talk to you again next week.
I was just getting rolling here.
I know. All right. Well, we'll talk to you again next week. Take care.
Have a great week.
Take care.
See you. Bye-bye.
Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets here on Robinhood Radio, robinhoodradio.com on the web.